Oh my god, look at that face. If you're feeling suicidal, then you've come to the right place.
Viewer discretion is advised, and 12 and under, please leave, and, sorry, headphone users.
Now that we have that out of the way.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that every single episode, just because, like...
We don't even know what we're gonna start talking about, like, we might as well put it at the beginning of everyone.
Yeah. Because, like...
Last time,
there was a lot of jump cuts, especially at the beginning.
Yeah.
But we got to a good place where we could jump between topics and me raging 100 times.
Yeah.
100 million times over Flav's reel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fuck that.
There are so many shits last night that you started absolutely raging over.
Yeah.
I might just, like, put this in the middle... There we go.
Yeah. Because I'm a rager. And just so you know, I am a chill person. Most people say I am. It's just when it comes to certain topics, certain things, and those topics, I will freaking murder someone.
Yeah. She is pretty chill most of the time.
Yeah.
Except for when she was with me. We, like, can't stop laughing.
No. We've died, and I've connected them before many times.
We've died way too much.
Yeah.
I mean...
And quote unquote die.
Yeah.
Please don't call the police. We're not ghosts.
Yeah.
Hi, Joshua. Where'd the cat
go? Oh, there he is. Last night we were convinced he was a demon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Again.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So... We were just chilling on the couch, talking, because we have nothing else, and the TV is broken, I assume.
Yeah.
And so...
And the phone was dead, and so was the computer, so we literally had nothing to do other than talk.
Which isn't that big of a deal. We can jump through topics, our episode last time was pretty proof of that.
Yeah.
But Sasha, the cat, loves me. Like, she actually, she likes me, which is kind of surprising, but... And, like, she kept swatting at me and trying to scratch me, which could be because I pushed her off a bar, but, like, she was used to me. I pet her before that, so she was back to used to me.
Yeah.
And then she started swatting at me, and then, like, Crystal caught her, because she's like, you ain't gonna do that.
Get the hell away.
So, like, and then she's like, look at Brianna and tell her you're sorry. And then she winked at me. And I said so, and she's like, oh my god, there's a demon inside this cat. It's possessed.
So and so I made him look at her again, and I'm like, wink at her if there's a demon inside you. And what does he do? He winks.
Because he's a dumb cat.
Yeah. And so, then we locked him in the unfinished side of the basement for a good while.
And we went
in there to check on him.
A lot.
And then we saw this scarecrow.
No, wait.
That was before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was before. Wait. It was semi before. It was before. And we saw this. We were just chilling and we were listening to music because this was before the
That was before the computer died.
Completely. And, like, I look up into the thing and tell me this isn't creepy. You look up and you see a scarecrow smiling straight at you.
Yeah, that was
And since I was so far away, it didn't have all the details, so just, like, a blank smile that's up to your eyeballs and triangle eyeballs.
Yeah. So. And then we went in there to check on the cat, and she walked in there. And she turns around, and the cat is behind the door right next to me.
And I'm like, oh my god.
At this point, I had to grab the sword from upstairs.
Yeah. It wasn't even upstairs.
It wasn't upstairs. No. I had brought it down a while before.
Yeah.
And then eventually she found a BB gun, which is good.
So that's our life after a podcast when we are basically drunk off sugar and salt.
We literally got drunk off sugar and salt.
Because you know, like, when you're in that phase, it's like when you're
tired, but, like,
you're still awake.
You're still awake.
For some random reason. And you're like,
I don't know how drinking works.
No, we don't really know how about drinking works.
We don't really know how it works.
But, like, every single kid ever would call that junk.
Probably,
but,
yeah, probably.
Like, you get in that phase where it's like, you're so tired, your brain doesn't know how to function.
But, like, you're still awake and you can't fall asleep.
And you keep laughing and you're just, like, jet lag, basically.
Yeah.
You're basically a jet lag, but you haven't been on a plane.
Yeah.
You've just been sitting there.
Sitting there, literally doing pretty much nothing.
Mind you, it was, like, at 12 o'clock at night and I was up from 7 o'clock. So, like,
yeah,
I was a bunch of not good because I was basically 24 hours straight.
Almost.
Yeah.
Close enough.
It was, like, 18 hours.
Yeah.
And then we fell asleep around, like, 4 o'clock. But we had to go upstairs because we were so freaked out.
Yeah.
She even convinced that the picture of God that we have, that she has down here.
Yeah.
Was blinking, winking at her. And blinking is, like, we were so paranoid. We were so flipping paranoid. So we just went upstairs. And since my phone was dead, we couldn't use it.
Yeah.
And I was kind of pissed about that, and so was her.
She. Yes, Crystal, the proper grammar.
Crystal was also pissed about that.
Yeah. But so then,
I checked. Her mom's phone charger was the same that I needed.
And we were literally
Type-C flipping charger.
And we were literally talking to her about that, like, can we use a charger? And she's like, it's not the same charger. And I was like, but what if it is?
Yeah, like,
and it was.
Like, your mom, I was like, huh, this looks like an LG. I checked it. It was the flipping charger. I was like, oh my god. And since my phone was downstairs and we were upstairs,
we had to go down.
I'm not even joking. We went down there and, like, grabbed my phone and just booked it. Nope.
We weren't staying down there.
No. And never again.
We're sorry if, like, our voices end up sounding weird. They're, like, dead from last night.
We're dead from staying up so flipping long.
Yeah.
And she tried to keep me awake last night, but I was just... Hannah Plates. Okay, let me talk about this. When I watch Hannah Plates, and I'm even semi-tired, I will fall asleep. Yeah. I don't know why, but Hannah Plates is like a lullaby to a baby to me. I don't know why it's annoying, because it's such a good flipping thing. It's such a good comic.
Yes, the comic where there's Papyrus, Sans Abuse... Totally. Same thing as a lullaby.
Like, I don't know why. It's such a good comic, but, like,
it is.
My brain's like, ah, and I'm like, oh, you're gonna go to sleep now.
Yeah.
So flippin' annoying.
You still, it's gonna take you forever to listen to Flowey is not a good life coach.
Oh, yeah, I haven't started it.
You need to start on that. Like, listen to it while you're drawing or something, even though, like, you won't be fully focused on what's going on, but it'll keep you from falling asleep.
Okay. Also, we were gonna dub.
We were gonna dub Hand Plates.
Yeah, and I think we still are.
Yeah, we still are.
We haven't gotten past,
like, the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and that took, like, 30 different recordings. Because someone kept messing up.
I wasn't the only one who kept messing up.
I messed up, like, 2 times, and you messed up, like, 100 times.
You messed up, like, 100 times, and I messed up, like, 2. You kept stumbling on all the words.
I have gas, sir, okay? I have to make my voice go very deep, so frick off.
Fine.
Also, last night was probably the most we've ever cussed in our lives.
Probably. I mean, if it was last night, I would have cussed, like, 5 times by now.
Yeah. It was a weird night.
Yeah.
We also had conspiracy that our friend Brittany would break into the house.
Yeah.
And, like, she would flip him off.
Because,
and, like... And, like, grab a sword and, like, point at him and be like, you gotta fucking leave.
Yes. But, like, we were like, if he does end up showing up, he better have a really good reason for being here.
Yeah, because, like, two girls.
Two female humans... And then he's a male human.
Come, like, down. I'm like, he either has two reasons. He's trying to take pictures of us, which, creepy.
Or
he knows about the demon cat and he's been spying on us, which is still as creepy as hell.
Three,
and he's like trying to convert us, but still creepy as hell. And three,
he's probably
gonna rape us.
Yeah. But like, I don't know how that plan's gonna work. Like,
move your freaking legs.
Like, one of us is gonna be asleep and we're obviously gonna be woken up by it, and then like, the other will start like attacking Britain to get the hell off.
Especially like, Britain. Is the freaking loudest person freaking ever.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the sense of a human fucking brain.
Yeah. Hell, he'd come through the window and end up landing on the floor and wake us both up.
Yeah. Of course he's gonna land. He's gonna come through the window and then just
flop onto the floor.
Hit his head on the chair, hit his head on the wall, and then fall.
Yeah.
And then be like, I'm not here.
Yeah.
Like, bro, why is there blood all over the chair and the back of the wall? Then back of the wall, just the wall.
It's the wall.
And he's like, I don't know. Don't question it, okay?
It's just
that was a weird night because we had like a bunch of deep and meaningful times where we were just like talking about religion and a bunch of deep and meaningful things.
Yeah.
But then there's this time we were just talking about random crap.
Yeah, most of it was random crap.
Well, there was a lot.
Well, there was like that good half hour where we started talking about religion
and like
and
a bunch of stupid people thinking that the Bible isn't important to like have kids read.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about that real quick. People say that like it's a good kids book, even though it has like rape, murder, and stuff. That's like a good part of a children's life.
Yeah.
Because when they grow up, and I'm not, this isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
But when they grow up, they're going to have to live off that rule. And considering most of the world's population is, like, Christianity and, like, believes off the same basic thing, it's kind of annoying.
Now someone's going to get mad at you for calling it basic.
No,
that's how today's world is, though.
Yeah, no. But, like, it's around the same topic. They all, like, it might be different kinds. They might try, like, worship in different ways. But they're still worshiping the same thing. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Just different ways and different times. But that's how everyone does everything.
Yeah.
But people get mad because, like, oh, why would you let your kid read about, like, rape, murder, sex, stuff like that? I say,
because in the 21st century,
Who doesn't know about that?
Because,
like, nowadays,
today's world is fucked up.
Nowadays, like, me and her could be at the bus stop, and we get, like, kidnapped and murdered and raped. And, like, it's just something we have to live with.
I mean, then there are those freaking weirdos who like to have sexual relations with dead bodies.
Yeah. But, like, if people still get mad at, like, the Bible, like, why would you get mad at the Bible? It's literally telling you in the Bible to not do that.
Yeah. I mean, like, if there's a certain religion...
Oh my gosh.
The cat scared you.
No.
If there's a certain religion you don't like or a certain fandom, or, like, if there's anything you don't like, just stay away from it. You don't need to get up in everyone's business.
Yeah. Because there's useless and ineffective. People like something. People believe in something.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, we're getting super religious. Is it really a, like...
We're not getting, like, super, super religious.
It's like, supposed to be, like,
We'd be super, super religious if we were started naming, like, scriptures.
Well, for us, this is super, super religious.
Yeah, for us.
I mean, last night, I talked about a show named Lucifer and how, like, about... Okay, let me talk about that real quick. Because that's a good show. And it makes you think about it. Like... In this show, one of the main characters is a guy that died and went to hell. And their take on hell is everyone has their own door specifically made for them. And in that door is the worst thing ever. And the guy that died, he absolutely loved food. So he was starved in that door. They would give him very tiny bits of food. And when he, and like an angel, brought him back to life, he would nonstop eat because he'd be afraid of going back and never having it again. That makes you think about some stuff.
Yeah.
That makes you think about what life's worth it about. Whether it's worth it to argue, or is it worth it to love the things that you have and cherish that you have them now.
Yeah. But, like, in what we do have of the Bible's description of hell, it's literally just a black void of absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you could hear probably the cries of other people, but, like, that's all you're gonna hear besides absolutely nothing. And you can't remember anything good in your life. You can only remember all the bad things.
Yeah. So you can't think about stories either, because you can't type them out.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah. And, like, at the end, and quote-unquote, the end of time, because I can't think of anything else to say right now, you'll be thrown into, like, a pit of lava. Everyone in hell. Into a pit of lava. That won't be very fun now, will it? So,
the thing I believe about, like, the end of, quote-unquote, the end of time, that isn't gonna come.
Like, not the end of time specifically,
because
there's things like the rapture.
Rapture?
Not rapture. I think it's called the rapture. I'm not...
But, like, time won't end in the heavens and the hells.
The hells?
Heavens and hell.
There's only one hell.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I mean, God created time so he could easily make it stop.
Yeah. But I still don't believe that he would stop it again, unless he was tired of everyone's crap down on Earth. And
I mean, like, that's
like restart Earth.
That's what the flood was for. That's what the flood was for.
Yeah, that's what the ark, because so he could wash away all the sins.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole entire Earth got big old baptism.
Yeah.
My parents would not be happy about that.
So, basically, life is short. Eternity is not.
Yeah.
Actually, though, life feels like eternity sometimes.
I know. Like, think about it. We're 11 now.
And then, like,
we have, like, another 70...
We have, like, another centuries worth of knowledge.
Yeah. Because, like, the average age for death is 80.
Yeah.
So, like, it feels scary. Why are you going to mess with my phone, my dude?
Don't touch it, you weird cat.
Can you hear him purring?
That's what I was wondering. He's not purring that loud yet. Stop sniffing it. Stop putting your... Ow! Don't bite me!
You're okay, little cat. Sorry, Sasha the demon cat's here.
Yes. The demon cat. We're just petting him like we're totally fine with it.
Because we are. Because we're not dumb anymore.
Yeah. Can you stop touching the sound waves? They're not toys.
It's because they're moving.
Yeah, they're moving.
And she's like, ooh, ow, ooh, wee.
Now we run out of a topic.
So let's talk about some ships.
I was about to say that.
Which... Okay, what fandom, though?
Undertale. Yeah, silly. True. It's the fandom we're both in.
Oh, Jesus.
I really hope not. It's 11:01.
So, no.
Didn't you say that's like...
Stop rocking.
Didn't you say that's like the time she's gonna pick you up?
11:30.
Oh, 11:30, yeah. Or she might pick you up.
Yeah. She said 11:30 or later.
I really hope she doesn't, though. She should probably ask her. Alright. Undertale ships.
Yay. What's your favorite one?
Off the top of my head...
It has to be, like, an actual character, not, like, spaghetti. Because
I know.
That was the thing that we kept saying.
Off the top of my head, it's like, a tie between Dustberry and Airink. I don't know why.
I don't... Airink. The thing about Airink is, like, the thing about Airink think is, like, it's just, it's like, doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but, like,
it does at the same time. It
being
makes
in the
sense, Undertale,
you know, like, there's not, like, there's always, there's gonna be that one ship that never makes sense, but, like, you end up liking it anyway.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, guys, sorry for this being such a short episode, but I had to leave Crystal's house, and we couldn't get the last words in, so I am sorry. So, I hope you enjoy, and bye. We will be making one as soon as we can, but since we're not in control of each other, we don't know the next time we'll see each other, and we'll have enough time and privacy to do it. So, I hope you all enjoyed it while it lasted for now. And, see you guys later.